I've told you that, like, I've seen him around.
Really?
Yeah, like, he comes up, he's like, oh, like, Brandon Wardell, I fuck with you, bro. Like,
no.
I swear to God. Yeah.
Where?
At, like, emo night. Like,
you talked to Lil Xan?
I don't talk to him. We've met.
That's a huge thing you've hidden from me.
I didn't think I hid it from you. I guess I forgot to mention it. This happened.
You're
like,
one of the fake LA people he's talking about.
I'm one of these fake LA bitches.
Man.
When fake
LA comedians do. I'm like, you meet them at emo night and the motherfucker gets on his podcast and he's just like, he's making fun of you. He's saying you're going to die soon. It's just like full of fake people, I guess. For real.
We check our patrons and it's like, oh no, I didn't really. Lil Xan?
Man, fuck you. I was a God tier level player. I gave you $3 a month, too. And now you just turn on me like that. I was listening to the Alpha feed and y'all was talking shit with Felix Peterman. What the fuck?
Oh yeah, he listens to he's a Chapo patron too. Yeah, so he heard it.
He's a leftist. He heard it. Give me a rose emoji guy.
Yeah, that's. I mean, he's a.
So you met this man.
He's a single platform. He's a single issue voter, and the issue is fake LA bitches. It's like, that's the thing. Like, I Donald Trump, like, I don't fuck with all his ideas, but he promised to ban all fake LA bitches.
Well, here's the thing, dude. I mean, like, I don't really know what he does with, like, politics and stuff, but he's real, dude. So, like, he's real. Like, I know that's him right there, dude. Like, that matters to me. I'd rather have him than, like, 20 fake presidents, you know?
Mm-hmm. I can't believe we never talked about it. I thought, yeah, I mean, he's just, like, around. He's, like, a guy who's,
he's just,
like,
kicking it?
He's kind of a guy who's just around. Yeah, like, he's around, like, kicking around.
He's in the scene.
I've met him, like, twice.
That's crazy. What did you guys talk about?
I don't know. I think it was pretty small talk.
Just small talk?
Little talk.
In person, he's just like, hey, how's it going, brother?
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm Lil Xan.
Hey, I'm Lil Xan. Nice
to meet
you.
Dude, you have really funny tweets, by the way. Yeah, you got something going there. I like it.
I really like it. It's very subversive. And that's the thing is, I'm a guy I'm really into, like, absurd comedy. And
it's really funny. Yeah, I get it. I like it.
No, I actually like.
Hey,
we
should get lunch sometime.
Way back, I saw you opening for Bo Burnham a couple years ago, man. Like, I love what Bo's doing, man. I saw Eighth Grade. Fantastic.
And then Machine Gun Kelly walks up and you're like, oh, what's up?
Oh, what's up, man? Oh, fuck.
I'm
bro.
Fucking faded right fuck. Now.
Oh, fuck. I'm bro. Fucking. I swear to God, bro. I'm off that
fucking.
I'm off that motherfucking I'm off that Claritin D.
Bro, swear to God, I just took a whole thing of Mucinex, dude. I'm on that loud Mucinex. And bro, it got me rolling back right now. Fuck, emo night. Yo, it's like the whole room looks like a mosh pit now.
Bro,
it's spinning.
Like, every day is emo night to me, bro.
Yo,
like, every
that's
day,
the thing.
It's bro. 2 p.m. on a Wednesday. I feel like it's emo night.